Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up right after this.
This tape is dedicated to the only woman to give me a full body boner, a rare condition called pigamortis. I don't want to date anymore. She's the one I adore. She'll knock your ass to the floor. Loving Ronda Rousey. Her messy bun's all business. A knockout I can't resist. You don't want to make her piss. Stalking Ronda Rousey. Hey, Rhonda, check out my pants. Look what you done to me. You just changed this arm bar into an overhood. Rhonda, don't worry about Holly Holmes. You're hotter than her. At least you don't look like the bass player from the Bengals. Hell, Larry Holmes looks better. I've got a stealth fighter fist, invented the scissor kick, teaching her all my tricks, training Ronda Rousey. She did a donkey kick, I tried an ankle pick, and now I've got a fat lip for kissing Ronda Rousey. Rhonda, you're so fire-ass hot. All this dirty talk makes me feel different. You got my plump clenching. Hey, Rhonda, I got some weed out in the car. Let's change this Low Perry into a Steve Perry, because I can't fight this feeling anymore. She likes to stick and move, checking my oil was rude. I swear to God, that's true. I'm under Ronda Rousey. I don't want to spar anymore. Bruises make my face sore. I can't slap this mat no more. I'm tapping Ronda Rousey.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin laying at home. Evidently, he's injured on the job. He'll be back the over-under 7 days. You can take the under. There's Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Hey, Chick. Hope Pat's doing well.
Hope he got the HSA account.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold.
Yes.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
And I look around the room, and ordinarily I look to my left on the big screen, and I see Pat Godwin, which is always fun, especially during the breaks when he's trying to find his glasses that are on his head, or he's shaking guitar trying to get the pick on. But now I look up there, and I see the lovely Allie Breen. Okay, wait, Allie, you're not in New York, are you?
Not in New York.
Where are you today?
Last day in Cape Cod.
Oh, nice. All right.
Oh, is there anything sadder than last day at the Cape?
Yes, the season's over.
Are the beaches open there? I understand because of the rising seal population.
There's a lot of sharks.
A lot of the beaches have beware of shark signs. And
yeah, I saw Jaws. I know what that's all about.
See where a lady got eaten by a shark in the Bahamas yesterday? Really?
Oh, she's frozen.
Look at that.
Yeah. Look how pretty she looks.
She's very pretty.
She sure looks interested, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I feel like you could say anything to it. She'd really be listening.
So anyway, Allie, what I was thinking was I'm going to split the atom later. If you'd like to join us. I'm expanding on some Szilard research. And
Leo, the man.
Hello? What if it's not frozen, and the robot Allie has just malfunctioned in front of our eyes?
Stop. Zip.
Her face opens up, and it just gives me.
Oh, my gosh.
Sexy time.
I got your sexy time.
Get that moron off there.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. It's you up there now.
Okay.
We're trying to get rehooked up with Allie Breen so we can get to our episode of Sexy Time. This is the show in which we try to help you with your love troubles because we speak from experience. There's a disaster or three or four in this room. We can
or nine.
Certainly tell you what's going on here.
I have never felt love.
Androids can feel. Even Data got some on Star Trek.
Oh, my. That is nerdy.
You know, just because a relationship ended doesn't mean it was a failure.
Thank you, Christy. Yes.
There are a lot of relationships that needed to end, and
they run their course.
Exactly.
Josh, would you grab her, please, and throw her out into the
park? Okay, she's moving again.
Hey, here she is.
I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Apparently, there's no Wi-Fi in Cape Cod either.
Okay.
Well, of course not.
We'll see if we can get through this.
Not this time.
Let's get right to our first letter before you disappear.
Sure. Dear Allie, me and my girlfriend both have public exhibition fetishes.
My girlfriend.
We flash each other in public and have sex with the windows all open.
All right.
Lately, I've started going out with my zipper down, going commando, and just pretending I don't notice.
Okay.
I came home like that the other day, and she flipped out that I was doing this without her. I think she's being crazy. It's not like I'm cheating, right?
Oh, I see. Well, no, you need to let her know.
Yeah. If it's going to be a thing with you two, you got to have you two and both of you in on it.
I don't fault her.
Yeah, you want her to know because you're going to have to be walking around introducing yourself to all your neighbors as sex criminals.
Yeah, when she has to come get you out of jail.
Yeah, because you're walking in front of an elementary school.
But she thought this was your thing.
Did you say I don't fault her?
I don't fault her. No.
Oh, fault. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't think that's a little weird?
No. I'm saying I don't fault her for getting a little upset with her going, hey, I thought this was our thing here, and you were doing it on your own. So, yeah, you guys just need to establish your own ground rules.
It's just like if you are a couple and have three ways, you can't go out and have one by yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, let's get away from the sexual realm. Isn't this like saying, hey, look, I thought you said you'd only rob banks with me.
It is, but
I think the original thing that they're doing.
But, Tom, we're not going to cure
exposing
that.
Yourself in public is a really bad idea.
It is, but we're not going to fix that. That's not, we can't even touch that.
No, that's
issue.
Their
they're
thing.
They're doing it. They're just going to do it.
They're going to find a way to do it.
Right.
Hope you like prison.
There are risks, but hey, that's the thrill for them.
Hey, short eyes, don't walk by the elementary school.
Yes, please be. Yeah.
I'm sure they are smart enough.
Careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, it is like he's out fishing for someone else who likes that fetish. If he's doing it on his own.
He's got his pole out. I know that.
Do you think they post their address so people will walk by and look in their windows?
You remember that couple when we were, was it the Bahamas?
Yeah.
They had the curtains open and the light on in the room night. And they were going at it, man. Mm-hmm. We used to have the video
there used to be a
somewhere.
Whole... There was a whole hotel in New York that was known for that. It was right along the High Line where people would walk, you know, as tourists. And the whole hotel was all windows and people would just go and, do everything with the windows open. It was a known thing for a while.
Holy cow.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
We'll leave the light on for you so you can see us bang it out. Wow.
Willie, you think you
Motel
could,
69.
Think you could have a three-way, Willie, at any point?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like that's a whole lot of women to deal with. And I feel like one is, that's enough for me, man.
Could you ever do what the so-called devil's three-way?
I can't do that. I would just there'd be another penis. I'd be giggling the whole time. I think it'd be hilarious.
Wiener.
Yeah, I'd be stared at the entire time. Yeah.
I'd just be high-fiving and fist-bumping.
Oh,
I think that,
there's got to be another penis. what was that, the theme song to?
Got to be a morning after?
Yeah, that was
Poseidon
Adventure.
K
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Allie, let's get to our next letter, please.
Dear Allie, I got married last month after being engaged for 4 years.
Congratulations.
My best friend was my maid of honor, and she gave a speech trying to be funny about how after being stuck together through COVID, we got too fat and weird to meet other people and had to tie the knot.
I think that's funny.
Yeah. If you really did get fat, then that's kind of sad.
I just went to a wedding, and I'm going to say, you're not a stand-up comedian. Button up in your speech.
Let's go ahead and hear the rest, but I think it's funny.
We would have gotten married years ago, but we weren't allowed to. Yeah. So it wasn't that we were stuck together. She kind of ruined my day. I got mad at her, and she said I just have no sense of humor. How do I get back at her or get through to her that she was being a jerk? I'd mostly like to hear from Jess Alsman.
Ooh, so unfortunately, if you did gain weight, you got to get like that hot bod and just get revenge body on your best friend. So then you're better looking than her, and you're married.
Oh, you need to
win.
Wait, what? Her best friend could be married. You don't know.
She's probably unhappy. I don't know. I don't know. Getting back at your best friend, you might have to just get over it, but get ready to just hold on and fester as long as you can and wait for that moment where you can pounce on her and shame her in public and just say, what? It's a joke.
I love the scene in the airplane where they think the plane's going down and the one woman says to the other, well, at least I have a husband. That is so funny.
What a bitch.
Okay.
I say do your friend a favor and stop talking to her.
Yeah. Got a sense of humor.
There's some advice.
Yeah.
Well, no, a bestie shouldn't call you fat. She could have just said you guys got too weird and introverted. So that was kind of, that's mean. On your wedding day to call someone fat.
His speeches are supposed to be funny.
How fat did you get during COVID? Let's look into that. How much weight did you actually gain?
There's a chance I didn't even get fat.
Right.
No, it's a joke. Look, more than 20? More than 30?
If it's more than 30, you don't make that joke. If it's real, you can't make that joke.
Right. Here comes the bride. She has to ride in a rascal because she's such a pig. Oh, sorry.
No, she's so wide.
I was just writing this on the fly.
Pig out.
It depends on how the crowd reacts.
There is a fat bride.
There is. Skinny as a broom. I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the bride, all fat and wide.
Here comes the groom, skinny as a broom.
She'll never do oral, stuff like that.
Time for another letter, Allie Breen. Once again, if you want to reach Allie, it's Allibreen on your favorite social media platform with questions about the world of love and intimate relations, and we're here to answer your questions. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I have been happily married for many years. Quite a few years ago, I met a beautiful, wonderful woman through an escort service.
Oh.
We hit it off and have seen each other regularly for many years. We became close friends, traveled, dined out, talked about everything and anything, and the sex is outstanding. I still give her a gift at the end of our dates. How do I know that she actually feels about me as I do, or whether it's still all about the gifts?
Is she seeing other clients at the same time? That's what we would need to know. If she is, you are a client. And sorry.
If she's not. Favorite, right?
Well, she could have favorites, sure, but it may not still.
Right.
You know,
maybe top of the client list.
What's her life like when she's not with you? We need to know that. Write us back. Yeah, no, you won't. It's hard to say. You don't know. Because you could even ask her and she could tell you what she...
Yeah, I'm not even sure it's a fair question.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's going to be totally honest in that situation.
Yeah,
she's a professional. Could the gifts just get really bad? Just start getting her, like, you know, go to the thrift store, get a T.Y. Hilton jersey, give that to her at the end of it, you know?
There you go. You know, it's not a bad idea,
Willie. That'll pick her up.
Yeah. It's not really not a bad idea. Or just don't give her a gift one time. See how she reacts. See if she's...
But even married couples who are in love, if someone doesn't get the gift they want for, you know, whatever reason, they get upset with each other. So she could still really love him and be upset about the gift not being great.
Yeah.
Yes,
but be grateful you got a gift, bitch. Come on.
Well, it's her job.
Yeah, when all else fails, call her a name. There you go.
Like Christie's round here.
By the way, gift could mean envelope of cash.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And you have to say you're not, I didn't say you were a bee. I said you're acting like a bee.
There you go. That's right.
A lot of times these escorts accept you give them cash in a birthday card so that if a police officer is somehow there, you go, no, I'm clearly gifting her a birthday present. You know,
where the police officer.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
I'm just saying, if you ever get caught with a
just have a birthday card handy.
You give it to him in a birthday card.
So, we've learned that from Donnie Baker. Don't you listen?
I don't think that's real.
It is.
Wasn't there a loophole? Wasn't there a thing in Chicago where people were scalping tickets, but they were
giving you a hat,
putting them in? Yeah, you'd buy.
Yeah, no. Oh, I see what you're saying, Chick. I'm not saying that it would work. I'm saying that's what guys do.
Oh,
so yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you buy a hat for $350, and there are a pair of tickets in the hat.
Yeah, well, you could say, hey, thanks for the glorious weekend of sex. Here's a Cubs hat. I hear you can get some good prices on tickets at Wrigley this late in the season.
Interesting.
Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breed is our guest. The show is Sexy Time.
Dear Allie, my wife of 17 years has just started freely farting in our relationship.
All right.
Good for her.
She's always been the more proper, classier of the two of us. Yeah. And I've been the one historically free farting. But I laid the groundwork when we were dating way before marriage.
Where's Godwin when you need him?
Free farting.
I feel like this is also leading to her giving up on her appearance. Isn't this kind of unfair after setting a fart-free precedence for two decades?
No, because
you could fart and she couldn't?
Yeah, see, he started.
Yeah. Jerk. I hope she poops on you. Now she's going to get kinky. No. How dare you tell her to hold in her farts? She's like, that's so uncomfortable.
I don't know here. I think this guy was sold a bill of goods and he has every right to be upset.
You get a queep in the face.
God. I think it should always be a fart-free zone.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should ever be able to fart freely.
I don't think, unless you absolutely have to and it slips out or something.
Josh doesn't agree with us. Look at him.
You should be as kind to your whoever is yard of strangers.
I want my relationships to be fart full. They are. Both of us can do it. Why be uncomfortable?
He just stares right at you in the break room. Let's go, man. 3 days out of five.
You know what? You know what, Chick? That means he loves you.
Well, I could use a little less love. All right.
With love like that, start hating me.
Exactly right.
Yeah. That's the worst sign of affection.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a sign that she's going to let herself go.
No.
Allie, in your relationship, do you guys do this in front of each other?
No.
He won't even do it?
No. Even if there's like something that slips out, we just completely ignore it. We're never
weirdos.
Yeah.
Well,
Have you ever done the cough cover? You've never done it? Yeah, got to do the cough cover.
Well, you know what that sounds like?
What does that sound like? See? Perfect.
We have time for one more letter, Allie. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my husband travels for work and I stay home because we have two kids. Last weekend when he came back, I found two tickets from a museum in his pocket when I was emptying them to do his laundry. My heart stopped. Doesn't this sound pretty datey? And I don't know what to do about it. What do you suggest?
God, will you ask him who he went to the museum with?
You don't just flat out ask the direct question, Josh. You go, hey, what'd you do while you were gone? and see if he mentions a museum. If he doesn't, be like, it's a problem. You have a great museum there.
There's a chance that he used his credit card because it was an expense report and he and a coworker went. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dan and I went to go check out the exhibit.
When was the last time you went to the museum with a guy?
Josh and I.
It was a good never years ago, but still.
We go to the museum all the time.
That's right.
Museum of Jerk and Twist. You remember.
Oh, that was a good one.
You think people only go to museums on dates?
Well, no, but I don't think if you're on a work thing.
I used to. I mean, honestly, I would go a lot.
But you'd go by yourself, right?
No. Whoever I was on the road with, we would go. Yeah. It happens now. It's Pat Gowron and I just went to the Spam Museum.
Okay. Fair enough.
But if someone goes, hey, what'd you do while you were gone? You'd probably say, we went to the Spam Museum. So if you casually ask.
Instead of just coming out and ask
them. Hey, I found
them,
these tickets in your pocket. How was the museum?
Try and trick them and catch them in a lie. That's much more fun.
Giving them the opportunity to tell
you. Then
you
can really bring it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.